Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates, through our podcast, we got you all could be with us as well. Well, I think all of us know what it's like to sometimes feel forgotten and out of place, but our next guest has written a book based on his own experiences that I think really would help us not only put life in perspective, but also remind us of what's possible for all of us. We're excited to welcome Jerome Petty to our broadcast today. Jerome's the author of the book, From Broken to Blessed, An Attempt at Suicide That Ended with Blessings Beyond My Dreams. We're going to talk to Jerome not only about the reflection on his life, but also what it was like for him to share the events of his most darkest hours with the rest of the world and what he hopes the book does for others. If you all are just now finding out about From Broken to Blessed, we'll let you know how to get your own copy of the book. Jerome, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Hey, glad to do it. So, Jerome, I want to kind of talk to you about being outside of this now. I mean, this, of course, is your journey. This is your story. These are your experiences. But what has it been like for you to kind of step outside of it and to now share it with others?
I find it fulfilling. I mean, because, you know, when I was in the moment, it was such a, you know, a hopeless feeling. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I just wanted to be able to reach back and give hope to other people that are struggling.
You are somebody, Jerome, as people look at the book, if they, you know, we all have heard the saying, I think, Jerome, a picture's worth a thousand words. We look at just the pictures in the book, take out the words. And people would say it seems like you've had it all. You've gotten to travel the world. You've gotten to, you know, experience things. What has it been like for you to kind of pull back the layers and to show us what was happening on the inside and how it impacted the life that you were living?
Well, I'll say it was a deep, dark moment for me. The best way I can describe it, when I was going through, you know, I'm a believer in God, so I believe in God. I believe in the enemy, Satan. So I felt as if Satan had created a playlist within my mind, a playlist of hurtful things that I was dealing with at that time. And that playlist just ran 24/7, and I couldn't make it stop. That's what took me to the point where I decided I didn't want to be in the land of the living anymore.
Yeah. And that's what you're able to share with all of us. It's so interesting as we kind of look at May is recognized for a lot of things, Jerome, as you know, including Mental Health Awareness Month. When I was prepping for your segment, I looked at the current numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's been reported that 48,000 people died by suicide in 2021 in the U.S., and what is so fascinating about that is that men, who make up about 50% of the U.S. population, they comprise 80% of the suicides in the U.S. Before you got to the point of the book, and we're going to talk around this a little bit later, but if someone had told you, Jerome, growing up, that you would be a person that would try to take their own lives, would you have believed them?
No, not at all.
Yeah. You actually said something interesting in the book. I want to read it because I thought it was the wording you used, I think, is something a lot of people can relate to. And I think this is what, as you were kind of talking about where you were feeling, you say this, for those who have their copy of From Broken to Blessed, it's in chapter 2. The chapter is entitled Suicide. Jerome writes, "I withdrew from everyone to sit alone, talk to God, and cry. At this point in my life, I still had not found this God I was looking for. I was dealing with the biggest crisis of my life, and I needed him, and I needed him now. I quit my job without informing my employer, but everyone knew why I quit. Then I picked up the habit of drinking alcohol to numb my mind during the day and to help me sleep at night." And then, Jerome, you write this, "All hope faded away. I was lost in myself." I want to talk about that moment. I was lost in myself. I think a lot of people can hear those words and think about having a time for themselves that they may have felt that or even experienced that or know someone who has. What was it like for you to think about that time that you were in at that point?
Well, I really couldn't think of anything else but my pain, you know, which was associated with my failed marriage and my broken family, which led me to depression and alcoholism. I just couldn't get those thoughts out of my head. And it was painful. And again, that's why I want to share this story with someone that might be in struggle and, you know, reach a hand back and be able to assist them to their feet.
And I think being a person of service, if anyone reads your book, they look at the pictures, they know that that, I think, is a part of who you are. But what was it like for you to be at a point, because you were used to serving others, you were used to being that person for others, what was it like for you to be on the other side in need of that person for yourself?
Well, when this took place, I wasn't, you know, traveling the world at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just dealing with it just like anybody else would, you know, anybody that didn't know how to deal with it. I certainly didn't know how to deal with it. And again, I was trying to reach to God, and it seemed like that wasn't working for me. At the time, it wasn't, but it was just a struggle. And again, I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't know how to handle the situation, and I didn't make matters better by, you know, not talking to anyone, by just sitting to myself and crying about my problems.
Yeah. Well, how much of that do you think, and again, I think about those numbers, the rate of suicide, but also for men. I think we as men, we sometimes feel like, you know, for one, that we have to be that person for other people, that we don't really have anyone. Then there's the other side of it being maybe shame, that we have to ask for help or that we're in need of help, or being able to admit to others that we don't have it all together. How much of that do you think kind of culminated in that moment?
I think it played a major factor in it, because I think, and I believe, I know for sure for me, and I believe for a lot of men, we're told to hide our emotions.
Yeah.
When we're young, we're taught that in our youth. And
right.
Most men, you know, don't like feeling vulnerable. So when they do start expressing their deep feelings, that they don't like feeling vulnerable. And it's hard to change that. Once you realize that this is something you really need to do, you need to be able to open up. It's hard to change that when you become a man, when you've been taught this since a child.
Right. Exactly. Especially when you have others that are supposed to be relying on you, right? I mean, I think that is something a lot of us can relate to. You know, Jerome, you don't know this, but there's a reason why your book was pitched to me. And I think for my radio audience here in the South, they know I'm also a suicide attempt survivor. And when I was first told about your story, I knew I wanted to have you on the show to talk because I think it's important. I actually attempted earlier than you did. I was 20 years old, my last suicide attempt, my last of two. Suicide attempts. And it's so interesting reading about what you wrote in the book about the nurse. I could almost hear God saying to me, how dare you try to take what you can't give. And you talk about in the book about the divine intervention that you felt. Talk to us about that moment, because I think it really ties into the title, From Broken to Blessed. What was it like for you to realize that maybe, even though you couldn't see it, that maybe you needed to be here?
Well, at that time, I wound up in the hospital getting my stomach pumped, and after that was all over, I remember the nurse standing there at the foot of my bed, and again, she was laying into me, because here I was, 27 years old, and, you know, she had her face balled up, like she was mad at me for trying to kill myself, and she really got my attention, because I was having a pity party. And I was just grateful that, again, I felt God put somebody right there who knew exactly what to say to me to get my attention. So after I did get out of the hospital, that stuck with me, her words. And I never tried to attempt suicide again. But, again, I got into a relationship with God afterwards.
Right, right. And I think that's why the title of this book is so important. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jerome Petty is our guest today. Jerome's the author of the book From Broken to Blessed, an attempt at suicide that ended with blessings beyond my dreams. And I wanted to share that with you, Jerome, because I didn't know if they had told you or not when this interview was booked. But I think, you know, what I have learned and what I want to share with you is that we see you. We appreciate you, and you are here for a reason. And I know at this point you know that. I had to realize that for myself at the age of 20, and I've been able now to share that message with others. What has that been like for you to share with others that you meet, to let them know that God loves them, that they are here for a reason, and that everyone has a purpose?
I agree. That's the bottom line. I was going to say, God has put every one of us here for a purpose. I'm trying to fulfill mine. I'm certainly trying to give back and, again, reach people that are in struggle. I truly believe Satan is on a hit list as far as trying to take people out. And I want to give people encouragement not to go that route. That's my journey now, trying to fulfill that. And I feel, you know, that this is something that God wants me to do.
And you put it this way in the book, Jerome. I want to read it because I think that the way you said this is so important. And it's something that all of us can remember, because there are a lot of people out there that are hurting. There are a lot of people out there that are going through a lot of things. But this is what you said in the book. There have been many times in my 55 years on this earth I have fallen and gone through setbacks, hardships, beatdowns, and God has always been there to see me through. Not once has he failed me, even when I got arrogant and prideful because the Lord was blessing me beyond measure and started acting as if I had done things in my own power. Pride comes before the fall. He let me fall flat on my face with circumstances until I was humbled. Then, like a caring father helping his child up off the ground after he crashed his bicycle, God helped me to my feet, cleared the dust off my pants, and set me on my way back to purpose, his purpose. I want to talk about that. How does it feel now to wake up every day and to know that your life has purpose?
Ever since I got in this relationship with God, I've had nothing but joy in my heart. You know, God has given me peace of mind and has given me joy. Now, I go through problems just like anybody else.
Right.
The only thing that separates me from, I'll say, maybe a lot of people is that I know to put my focus in God whenever I have circumstances. So my troubles might bother me for a moment, but when I put my focus back into God, I know that everything's going to be all right. And that's, again, what I want to share with people that are in struggle. They need to learn to put their focus in God. First of all, get a relationship with him, and then learn to focus and rely on him in their troubles.
Was it an easy decision for you to write this book? And I guess what I mean by that, Jerome, is you could have very easily just have kept a journal. Why did you decide that this is something that the world needed to have?
After I had started traveling, a friend of mine told me that I should write a book. He said, "You're taking pictures of all your travels, right?" And I told him, "Yeah." So he suggested that I write a book, but he was just talking about me writing a book pertaining to my travels. That's when I got the idea and thought about where I came from. Years back, I was, you know, attempting suicide, and now here I am traveling the world and been in over 8 different countries and seeing things beyond my dreams, experiencing things beyond my dreams. That's when I wanted to share the story, because I wanted to give, again, people that are in struggle and feeling like there's no way out, look at what God did for me, and he'll do the same thing for you.
Yeah. Such a great thing. Such a great message for sure. So what has been the response then? Now that the book is out, people are able to read it, you're able to discuss it. What has been the response from those who have read your story and been able to hear you tell your story?
I've got some good reviews from people. And a friend of mine, you know, she told me she teared up when she read it. So I think I got better reviews from people that don't even know me. Again, people that are going through stuff.
Yeah.
And if it helped, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think that's it. I think that is the main thing for sure. So for those who have not had a chance to read the book From Broken to Blessed, Jerome, what do you hope it does for them?
First and foremost, I hope that they get a relationship with God. And then secondly, whatever struggles, it might not be depression or thoughts of suicide. You just might be going through a bad season. I want them to get hope and from this book and change their lives, change their mindsets about circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk briefly about the pictures, if you don't mind, because the pictures are kind of sprinkled throughout the book. What has it been like for you to see the world that you've been able to be a part of through these pictures?
Well, first and foremost, I never actually thought of myself, you know, being able to get up out of the country. You know, again, you know, I was coming from this bad state of mind. So I never imagined me going to Africa, going to Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia or any of these countries. Never imagined it for myself. So when that opportunity came, of course, God is the one that opened that door for me to see the world. It still is to this day. It's just mind-blowing that I was able to go and live in these countries. I stayed in Afghanistan for 3 years. I stayed in Mozambique, Africa for 3.5 years. And I saw some of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life as far as the landscapes and statues and just buildings. I could have never imagined any of that stuff for myself. And again, if I had killed myself when I was 27 years old,
yeah.
I mean, look at all the stuff I would have missed out on. So I got to thank God for walking me through my storm to the other side where he had abundance and blessings waiting for me. It's still mind-blowing for me.
Yeah, I have those thoughts too. I didn't start this show until I was 28. So I think to myself sometimes that my life would be totally different. If I had been successful, and I think mm-hmm. it really goes to a bigger point that God always knows better for us, even when we can't see it for ourselves, and He has a plan so much bigger than we could ever imagine. I didn't reference it didn't read it from the book, Jerome, but one thing that you said, and I do think this is important for us to talk about as we're kind of talking about Mental Health Awareness Month and talking about your book, because you admitted in the book, part of the issue that happened was that you admitted you isolated yourself. What would you say to the men out there about the importance of having someone that they could talk to and making sure that they know they're not going through whatever challenge and struggle they're facing by themselves?
If they don't want to talk to their wives, if they are married, find someone to talk to. Talk to a man, then, if you can't talk to a woman. If you need professional help, get professional help. Talk to your father, your brother. Talk to somebody, your friend. But men, they have to learn to open up. And they've got to go ahead and let those emotions, let those feelings out.
It's an important thing, and this is a great reminder for sure. Again, everyone, Jerome Petty has been our guest. The book is From Broken to Blessed, An Attempt at Suicide That Ended with Blessings Beyond My Dreams. The book, you could be able to get it through our friends at Amazon.com. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. Jerome, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Oh, they can reach out to me on Facebook.
Okay. Is it just your name, Jerome, or is it the book name?
It's just Jerome Petty. Or
okay,
you can find me under author Jerome Petty also.
Okay. All right. Well, Jerome, congratulations to you on the book. Really appreciate the time and looking forward to speaking with you again.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.